This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The end.
It's the wake up call.
The happiest place on earth is about to get a lot happier. You know, it wasn't that long ago that we were here telling you about, well, it was mostly me that was really amped up for a City of Anaheim announcement that really was, they said, was the biggest thing that Disneyland had since the announcement of Disneyland for the City of Anaheim. And then when you get into the details, it got kind of confusing because it's all about, you know, what you can use the land for, and it seemed very bogged down in details. Well, now we know the details, and the details are a $7 billion expansion for the Disney parks.
Wow.
Think about that. $7 billion.
And this is for specifically Anaheim.
Disney, well, they're not getting all of it, but they're getting a lot more than I thought.
Oh, okay.
$7 billion going to all the Disney parks, but we're only going to be talking about what's coming to Disneyland and Disney World.
Okay.
First of all, these were all the things that were announced at the D23 convention over the weekend, which is the big Disney fan convention. Disney's California Adventure.
Oh, boy.
Is getting a Coco ride. Exactly what we thought was going to happen. This is going to open. Oh, no, they're not going to break ground on this until 2026.
Now, where in California Adventure is this going to go?
Not quite sure, but it's going to be described as a haunted mansion type attraction that leads us on a journey through the land of the dead.
Wow. Oh.
Okay. Next, now we're going to go to the Magic Kingdom in Orlando. They are getting two new Cars rides, and they're going to put them in Frontierland. Huh. One's going to be a kid ride. Okay, that's a little kid Cars ride. But the other is going to be what is described as an off-road race experience.
Okay.
So think Radiator Springs, but more rocky and all over the place. And it's going to be outdoor. All of it's outdoors.
And do they have a Cars Land?
They do not.
They do not.
That's big for Orlando.
Got it.
Now we're going to go back to Disneyland. Avatar Land is coming to Disneyland.
What?
Yes.
Well, I mean, I think that's cool because it is so visually stunning.
And they only have it in Florida right now,
correct,
right?
And everybody that I know that has seen it in Florida has talked about how amazing it is when you're there. So maybe it's going to be like Star Wars Land. Katie, you're not a Star Wars fan, but when you're in Galaxy's Edge,
is amazing.
You're amazed by it.
Yeah.
So I imagine it's just like this. And it's not going to be what they have in Orlando. It's going to be a completely different land, a completely different experience, and it's going to be based more on the second Avatar movie that was all water-based.
Oh.
And the ride is going to be water-based as well. Okay, so that's coming to California Adventure. Now we're going to go back to Disney World again. Animal Kingdom is getting a whole new section that's all kind of based around Central America with two new rides. One is an Encanto attraction.
Oh, that's so cool.
Which looks very Pirates of the Caribbean-esque, where you're on a boat and it's taking you, but you start going through the house.
Okay.
And then it takes you into, I think Emilio was the character where.
With the animals?
Yes, and all the animals, and it's the rainforest and stuff like that.
Oh, so that's why you're in a boat.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
The other one is they're getting a brand new Indiana Jones attraction, which is nothing like the one that we have here. We're going to end on the big thing for Disneyland. Two more things that I want to talk about quickly for Orlando. Disney Hollywood Studios is getting an entire Monsters, Inc. land.
That is so fun.
And the Monsters, Inc. land is going to have a Monsters, Inc. roller coaster.
Okay.
That is a swinging indoor roller coaster.
What?
So you will be hanging on one of the doors. Yes.
Oh my God.
That's fun.
The other really big, and this is the biggest announcement, and this gives me goosebumps because they've been talking about this for years. I never thought it was going to happen, but the Magic Kingdom is getting a new land, and it's Villains Land. An entire land based on villains, and they said it's going to have two rides and one restaurant.
That is awesome.
And the big news for Disneyland, Avengers Campus is going to double in size. Remember we were talking about what happened at the Anaheim City Council?
Yeah.
They got more land. They're going to double Avengers Campus, and we're getting two new rides in Avengers Campus. One is going to be a roller coaster with Tony Stark, an indoor roller coaster.
They do need a roller coaster over there.
Or it's a thrill attraction. Kind of, maybe not a roller coaster, but kind of a thing where it's a thrill attraction.
Okay.
And the other one is going to be an entire Avengers ride that's going to be a lot like Rise of the Resistance.
Oh.
Okay.
So there you go. When are we going to see this stuff? Not for 10 years, probably. But still, though, Disneyland and Disney World is going to be under construction for quite a bit, and it is very exciting. Which one of those are you most excited about?
Encanto.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Kevin? I like all the Avengers campus stuff.
I bet the Encanto ride is going to be so visually stunning.
Text in to 916-909-1065. Tell us which one you're the most excited about.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.